There was a couple of things, number of things that I got involved with. But one of them was that there had been this paper where Richard McPhee, who had mentioned one of the four primary pioneer persons after the Second World War, working with a student of his, Jerry Bowley, had measured the magnetic field of the heart. And so this generated a lot of interest in biomagnetism. And I wrote a basic paper on the theory of the magnetic field, the field that would be generated outside of a volume conductor. The fact that the body conducts electricity makes it a conductor and a volume conductor. This is called the volume conductor. You have the electrical sources in the heart, and they're creating
the magnetic field.
In addition to the surface potential of the electric current, they're creating a magnetic field. And so I wrote the basic paper, which gives the theory of the relationship of this external magnetic field to the electrical sources in the heart. And another thing that I became involved with was an attempt to come up with a simulation of the electrocardiogram. And I developed this basic idea of how I'm talking about the impressed currents, how the impressed currents are there in the heart because of the activity of the heart, and this is sort of a formalism. But then, with a student, Walter Thomas Miller, we were able to come up with a relationship of how these sources are related to what's going on in the heart cells, and the key thing there is the membrane. All this electrical stuff is going on in the membrane of the cells, and so we could come up with a formalism there that said that these electrical sources are related to the what's going on with the membrane of the heart, and therefore we had the sources which are now related to what's going on as electrical activity spreads through the heart, and all the other theories that which related the sources to the surface potential. And in this way, Tom Miller was able to come up with a model which successfully predicted or accounted for the electrocardiogram, the normal electrocardiogram. We knew what the spread of activity was in the normal heart, and also he introduced a number of pathologies because we knew electrically what these pathologies would be doing, and then we could then calculate the surface potentials. And this turned out, this was then dubbed the Miller-Gizelowitz model, and so it provided a basis now for going from what's happening electrically in the heart to the electrocardiogram. Of course, this was taken over by many of the investigators who were working in electrocardiology, primarily electrical engineers, and models became more and more sophisticated.
Okay.